Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Yeah, it's time for Potawatomi Pals. I think we got Zach from Radio 1. Let's see if he's there.
Show for another edition of Potawatomi Pals. Let's do it.
Oh, there he is. Hello, Zach.
Hello.
What's up? Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, sorry. Just about to finish our sting.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, already. Sorry. Sting is finished. Kia ora, gang.
Oh, just live radio moments. How are you, Zach?
Live student radio moments. I'm honestly doing great. I've had bouts of sleeplessness this week for whatever reason. It's been a pretty big week. But yeah, I'm really getting a good sleep now. Eating lots of probiotics. It's going great. How are y'all?
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, just the life of a breakfast host, eh?
Oh yeah.
Moments of sleeplessness, but we're adjusting. We've been doing it for about a month now, Mills. Is that
yeah?
Right?
Yeah. It's been a month and a bit.
How's the adjustment been to like your sleep cycle and all that stuff?
Wow, yeah, it's an interesting one. I'm all good until like 9 o'clock, and then I just start being like, okay,
yeah,
put my little nightgown on, a little nightcap, you know, under a blanket. Yeah, that just seems to happen to me.
Yeah, I ran into someone who used to be their breakfast producer at BFM the other day, and they were like, just so you know, it never gets easier.
Yeah, it's a challenging job, but it's also, I don't know, I think I thrive in the challenge, you know, I take it up and meet the bull head on.
It's,
you know,
also it's a lot of fun. The most fun job you'll ever do in your whole life, I reckon.
I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
At the ripe age of 23.
I think we've
peaked. Yep.
I mean, it's chilly down in Otipote.
Is it cold?
It is actually not too bad. It's like, it was raining overnight, so it's a little bit wet, but I think we're going to be okay. I went on holiday in Christchurch last week, and I got quite envious. Christchurch is so sunny. I never knew. It is a lovely little town.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just wait till you come up to Tāmaki Makaurau. It's a beautiful day up here. Blue skies. The sun is out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm a little bit intimidated by Tāmaki Makaurau for some reason. It seems quite a lot.
It's a big smoke.
Well, it is a big smoke.
How long does it take you to get from like one end of town to the other town, to the other side of town, if you're like busing or doing a train?
It depends what you define the town.
Exactly. See, this is the problem. It's too big.
You could live in Auckland for your whole life, and then there'd still probably be some parts of the city that you haven't been to before.
Yeah, probably. Mm.
Yeah. Because it's just so sprawling and sort of badly laid out. But we love it.
We do.
Do we have any gigs to talk about? Is there much happening up in Tāmaki at the moment? I imagine you guys are pretty spoilt for choice.
Oh, there is. I mean, when you read that entertainment guide for Saturday and Friday, it's like the longest mouthful you'll ever sit with. Yeah, it's so good. There's heaps going on. There's like, it's poetry day on Friday. So we've got a few poetry events going down.
Last weekend, I actually went to Team Dynamite played on Friday, and that was awesome. They were so good.
Oh, yeah.
Played all of their classic songs, because they're about to release their first album, Shepherd's Delight, on vinyl. Or I think they already have, actually, and they're doing another round of them out in the record shop, so they were awesome. And then, what did we do? A couple of weeks ago, we went to Wash World, which was a good boogie.
Yeah, there's always one or two great raves happening every weekend. So you could really send it up here in the Big Smoke if your heart desired.
That is one thing I'll say is a shortcoming of Otipoti. The nightlife doesn't really compare. There's a couple of clubs, but if you're not a big fan of D&B or like throwback 2000s remixes that are mixed badly, you're not in for a lot of fun.
You're not a fan of of throwback 2000s remixes that are mixed badly?
I'm as much as the next guy, but you know, there's a limit. There's certainly a tolerance.
You can only do so much.
The good thing is though, we're pretty spoiled for choice when it comes to really, really awesome bands, especially on the kind of the weirder, louder side. But we've also got a lot of emerging indie rock, a lot of like emerging young noise bands, which is great. What are some of the like band trends up in Tamaki?
There's just something for everyone.
We've got so many great bands at the moment. We're just coming out of a spate of Softbait and Ringlets releasing albums, which was really exciting and fun times. And that's that kind of like loud, good fun
punky
tracks. Yeah, yeah. What about down there? What's happening this weekend?
This weekend, we've got a few exciting things happening. I mean, our gig guide is pretty stacked. Tomorrow, there's like 7 events, which is absolutely
damn.
So Goya, they're coming down from Port Nicky, Wellington, to come play in Dunedin with a band, a local Dunedin band, Bathysphere, who haven't really been playing for the past few years. So that's really cool to see them come out of their kind of hidey hole. We also have, oh my God, what else do we have? We have Bunchy's Big Score, who are probably my most treasured Dunedin band. They're doing an acoustic set. And we also have an edition of Amped, which is essentially a youth-centered music training ground, and they get a whole bunch of prospective young bands and high school to come and play a couple shows. So that's happening this Saturday and Sunday, which is really exciting.
Huge.
Because there's so much like emerging talent in Aussie Poti. It's nuts. It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's cool about Goya. I like that album that they've just put out. There's some cool tracks on there.
Yeah, pretty angry stuff, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen on Bandcamp, but I think for one of their previous albums, it costs $1,000 to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Know your worth, everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've seen some crazy prices on Bandcamp, and I've also seen ones. Have you ever had one that's locked behind, like, a cloud key? That's happened to me.
What's a cloud key?
I know, and I said the same thing, and to this day, I don't know. So if any of your listeners know, Zach, hook me up with them.
We'll set up some interviews. We'll have some chats. My people will talk to your people.
Talking
about new releases, Geneva AM, she's got a new release that we're going to be talking about.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I think I listened
to
this album maybe 5 times over the weekend. It is so good. She just performed on our Friday Live segment on Drive last week, and she absolutely killed it. The album, it's called Picky Picky, came out on Friday. It's a beautiful mix. The range of genre on here is pretty crazy. It goes from, like, there's some indie rock sort of vibes, but there's also a lot of, like, electronica and dancey stuff, and then she does these amazing reimaginings of classic Waiata Reo Māori, like Puriane and Pōkarekareana. It's so good. And so we've chosen for you to listen to Tipuna Rako, which is the lead single off of the album. And you've chosen a Josh Casino track for us.
Yeah, so Josh Casino is a very interesting guy. Before we get to talking about him, though, I do want to say Geneva AM, I love urban planning so much. It makes me tear up.
So good, It's so good.
It's nuts how good that song is. Josh Casino is currently in Montreal, Canada, but he's originally from Dunedin, and he used to be in a band called Yeses, who were pretty awesome around the 2015 to 2019 period, I want to say. And he's recently put out an EP on Bandcamp called Taj Mahal. And this thing really has, I mean, talk about range with Geneva AM. This thing was also very diverse, different styles of indie rock and electronic music. And this one track, State Highway 1, is really cute and sweet because it kind of details going from the top of the North Island all the way through till, I think, Dunedin is the end destination of the song. And in terms of the style of the song, it's kind of like janky, lo-fi, weird country music. So it's something for everyone, I reckon. I reckon it's a banger.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited to
listen
to it.
How good is music?
The best. Music is awesome.
Music is the best. I don't think there's any art form that quite comes near it. For me, personally, I think it's the best art form.
Yeah, I reckon.
100%.
Wow, it's been so nice to chat, Zach. This is Zach from Radio 1 down in Otepoti, Dunedin, joining us for Parakuihi Pals. We're going to split off and listen to the songs that we've chosen for each other, but thank you so much, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Of course. It was lovely to meet y'all, and have a swell old time up in Tamaki. Tear it up.
Yeah.
Tear it
up.
Ka kite.
Hell yeah.
Bye. Ka kite.
Jump straight in, didn't tell you next to Ken. We cruise on the highway, the State Highway 1. Fast right on through the fire array, we're not stopping there. We're headed for the Cook Strait, so let's move on the highway before we're overrun. Jack Brazil, I gotta say, that's a worthy kill. Before you're bound to a ball and chain with a number in the place of a name, let's hit the road, get on the run in South Pacific Sun. Autobahn's got a trick. Someday I'll show you the hills that flow on State Highway 1.